All right. What's up, guys? Denny Sport Talk back on another episode. Back with Sal today.
What's up, dude? Good to see you. I'm glad to be back on here. I got some shit that I have not talked.
Yeah, word.
You've been listening to We the Patriots lately?
Yeah.
Dude. Been focusing it a lot, been staying away. So not like staying away from sports, but not talking about it unless it really comes up.
Yeah.
So I've been pent up.
Let your shit out.
Dude. All right, what are we talking first?
So as you guys know, football started yesterday. It was week one.
Yesterday we're recording this on Monday of, what is it, September 11th. So
yeah,
9/11 out there. 9/11. Happy 9/11 if you counted that.
Yes, sir.
Really, just thank you to everybody who helped out with that is really what it is. I mean, especially with the games in New York, there was two games in New York there, and there was a lot of NYPD, NYFD stuff.
Mm-hmm, going
and
on
I love seeing that. I really do. I think it brings together the community, even regardless of the outcomes of the games. So
yeah. Off topic, I was in Hoboken on September 6th, and they had the lights up for the Twin Towers. That was pretty dope. I never really seen that, like, how close I was, but that was pretty dope.
That's a good image. It's a good image, for
sure.
I
agree.
But yeah, dude, football yesterday. Football.
So let's just dive right into it. Sunday night. What the fuck?
You want to go with that first?
Yeah, I'm going there first.
Go chronological, at least, dude. How was the day games?
All right, day games?
The day game that you cared about, it was sloppy. I said we'd talk about that one, bro.
Yeah.
That was a sloppy game, and at least it came out in the favor of your Eagles.
Oof. So, I watched that whole game. First off, start the game. Defense was on lock. We did a pick six. Then we got a fumble out of Zeke. Right there and then, it was like, oh, Eagles are going to just take it.
Mm.
Looks pretty good, right? Second quarter comes. All of a sudden, we can't move the ball for shit on offense. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Jalen Hurts is basically running and sliding down to the line of scrimmage. Count to the sack. You got him not reading wide open receivers. Like, we did not target Goddard once that whole game. And I was very surprised why. We ran the ball well, but then we kept trying to force shit, which didn't help. I will say the weather did.
I was going to say, when was the weather? Was it the whole game or did
no,
it to come in?
So it was the beginning of the game.
Okay.
Basically, just heavy rain from there. And then once we almost reached halftime in the second half, it was not raining no more.
That was it.
And then that was it. But, like, there was no excuse for that half because we just weren't
playing
shit.
The ball.
Yeah. Defense.
What was the final score?
It was 25-20.
Oh, okay.
So we had a 16-0 lead at one point, and then that just got obliterated. Yeah. We were like, all right. I was like, all right, well, hopefully second half we come out. Second half, we didn't come out. It was like Jalen Hurts did an RPO play to Gainwell. It's either he gives it to Gainwell or he throws up field.
Right.
He, for some reason, he didn't look up, and he just handed off to Gainwell.
To a defensive lineman.
Goddard is down the field 20 yards, nobody's by him. Literally wide open down. All he has to do is throw it, and there's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Literally didn't.
Yeah, it happens.
And then, towards the end of the game, it was 4th-and-2 at their 50-yard line in the middle of the field. There's about a minute left or something like that, like minute 20. We decided to go for it on their 50-yard line. We didn't make it, obviously, and then they're fucking trotting down the field. I swear to God, we should have lost that game yesterday. From what we were just doing and our decision making, we should have lost that game. I don't know.
Ended up on top, though. That's all that matters.
That is true, but I don't know if it's from, I think it's a thing around the league where starters don't play preseason, and then they jump into it again. They're like, oh, fuck, this is, okay, back to football.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like the whole league yesterday was just, looked like, it was like their first time playing a bunch of rookies.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I only watched the late night game. I don't really care about football. So I watched personally, and it was because it was Cowboys Giants, but we'll get into that. Was there any other games of highlight? First of all, I had a question. Was the Eagles game a 12 o'clock game or a 4 o'clock game?
It was a 4:25 game.
Okay. So, yeah, any other games of highlight during the middle of the day?
1 o'clock game.
At least caught your eyes.
1 o'clock game, Cincinnati versus Cleveland. Joe Burrow struggled heavily.
I saw that. Joe Burrow really did not look too good.
It was bad. Like, you got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Usually they split the ball. Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins did not get the ball once yesterday.
Really?
He got targeted once. I mean, he was, not really, but like, usually
You know what I'm asking. Was it more of a receiver problem or more of a quarterback problem?
I think it was more of a quarterback
problem. It seemed like Burrow just wasn't on the game. I don't know if he was not feeling it.
I think he was struggling because he's still dealing with a calf injury. And I think the weather also fucked it because that was some shitty weather. He basically played what the Eagles were doing. But like, I think it was just like the weather and that, it was making him like cramp up, and like the heat and all the moisture, it just wasn't good for him yesterday.
I thought it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but Browns won yesterday. I wouldn't say they just dominated the run game a lot. I wouldn't say like they killed them, because it wasn't like a kill or murder. It just looked like the Joe Burrow was just struggling. That's about it.
What other games kind of ticked you off? Any?
49ers and Steelers.
Okay.
This is a crazy stat. I hope everyone saw this.
Okay. I didn't see anything.
They cut. It was like 20-0, and I switched back to that game because I was seeing what it was, and I knew it was gonna be I thought it was gonna be a close game, but it was just a blowout from the beginning. Brock Purdy was on his shit that day, and I don't know, that dude's something else. But fucking, we start and I go back, and they show a guy on the bench and he put up a stat. The 49ers had 199 yards total. The Steelers only had 2 yards total. Oof. I was like, Steelers just went 3-0 in the preseason, and they looked like a good-ass offense this year. What the fuck happened to them? And, like, it, like, took them a while to get it going. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I've never seen that stat in my life before. Wait, that's brutal. Total of 2 yards. That was crazy.
At what point in the game was that?
That was, like, second quarter,
yeah,
I believe. Could be wrong, could be end of the first, but still, that's bad. That means like you weren't like able to do anything.
You didn't move the ball, literally. You did not move the ball. That's like brutal.
2 yards.
So is that the games that made you think?
Calvin Ridley and Trevor Lawrence is gonna be a problem.
What's that?
Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley, that can be a problem.
Why do you say
they were fucking going off yesterday?
So I guess we got to just talk about it. The last game of the night, dude. The only game I watched.
Giants and Cowboys.
In MetLife.
Yep.
So we're in the Giants' home turf. It's, like we mentioned earlier, the 9/11 game. It's got a lot of passion behind it. I knew a lot of person.
Crappy weather.
Like, I knew a lot of people that went to that game.
Yeah, I knew.
There's a lot of stories up last night. Let's just say there wasn't a lot of stories when I woke up this morning. Oh my God. So the interesting thing that I just want to bring up, I hope nobody ever forgets, the Cowboys were losing that game for the first 2.5, 3, 4 minutes of that game. The Giants were just rolling. All of a sudden you had one bad snap. Led to, I think it was like a 15 or at least it was a 10.
It was a 10 or 15 yard.
It was big. For that. It was big. It went from
It went from their 25 to their like.
No, they were in the red zone. No. They were in the red zone and the ball went to the 30, which means a field goal. If you're talking a field goal, that's over a 45 yard field goal. I think it's at least a 45 yard field goal from the 30.
Right? Wow.
So it's about a 47, I think, if you do the math, at least the way I used to calculate field goals. Okay. That's not an easy field goal, and it's not a hard one per se, but nobody's a great kicker nowadays. And it was wet out there yesterday. So it's a tough kick, and that was sick. I mean, I haven't seen that move except for in college. I didn't think it would work, but it does work, I guess. If that gap opens up, he just shot right through that thing. It was so cool. If I can find a clip, I'll try to post it.
Yeah.
It was really cool. He just jumped through
that. Got right in the gap.
And he swatted it, and I just... It's so weird because normally the Cowboys are on the receiving end of these highlights, and that's like been my lifetime, but picked up and I was just like, that's an opening. Like, there's no doubt that he has a lane to the end zone right there. I was like, fucking go. I was pumped up and no shit. He took it all the way. And then I think the next drive was that one an interception? The next drive?
Yeah.
And that led to a field goal. So it was kind of a, or was it a punt?
Was it an interception?
I know their third drive was a, their third drive was for sure an interception. I don't know about the second drive.
Yeah, he threw two interceptions. Yeah, it was an interception, I believe.
No, actually,
he threw two interceptions.
I don't think so, because one was a pick six. So
one of them was a pick six.
So what I think happened, I think we just got him to punt. I think they.
I know what it was. It was when Daniel Jones was throwing it to Saquon, and as soon as Saquon caught it, Diggs popped, and the ball went up, and then they took it back.
Right, but that was the first one. And I think that happened after we stalled them out and got a field goal.
Yeah.
So our offense didn't look great. Our first drive didn't look bad, but we didn't really move it that well. We just had good field position, mm-hmm. I think, from a punt. And from there, we got a field goal. We gave back the ball, and I think you just mentioned the play right there. We took it to the house on defense. So for the first time, I think, in Cowboys' last 20, 30 years, we mm-hmm. got our first two scores in the game were defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, that's just something to go for. Like, that's pretty cool.
Giants just looked like...
After that, I'm not even saying after that. After the fumble, it started with that one bad snap. They looked beat.
They looked like they didn't...
And the Cowboys like, no got more. Energized.
Oh, yeah, they definitely. Fed off
it. They were like, definitely. We are kicking their ass today.
Definitely. It looked I don't know what exactly happened, but supposedly the Giants were saying something about Kadarius Toney like dropping all those passes for Mahomes the other night, and then Toney posted on his Instagram with the score and like Saquon Barkley's face and a fan's face, and he goes, "Y'all quiet as hell now," and he was like, "I'm back off this Instagram shit now. I'll catch you guys later," and like that's just like ended it. I was like, "It's like dog." It was so fast. They were just ripping points.
That was the only game that was fast, I guess.
Yeah, the only game that felt like a blowout.
But it
like
cooled off, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, you could tell, like, the Cowboys, once they got that lead, they're like, well, first of all, they really only played D, and second of all, they really just tried to milk out the game.
It was also the weather, too. The weather started picking up again with the
weather sucked. Like, yeah, you're just going to run the ball in that environment. You're not going to get a lot of running done. Like,
yeah, I agree. Sucks. But
it was fun to watch till it wasn't.
It was.
I ended up turning off the game, just like I was embarrassed, and I was a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch.
I ended up watching the rest of the game. I was doing some homework.
I watched through most of the third quarter. And I was like, all right, it's a dead game.
Yeah, I will say this: I'm never picking a Giants player. I just picked a kicker for fantasy league, and I got a -2, so I'm never picking a Giants player in my life again.
At least it could have been worse. -2
could have been worse.
It should have been.
It can't be worse than T. Higgins putting zero. Like, zero. T. Higgins literally got zero yesterday, and fucking, I'd rather have that than fucking the kicker get -2.
-2.
Yeah. Dog, fucking me.
But anybody who had Giants players got pretty railroaded, and especially whoever played against the defense.
I think Daniel Jones had like 9 points. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I thought that game was going to be at least decent. I thought it was going to be a decent game.
I thought that Dallas was going to win. I did not think they were going to do that.
I was wrong. Daniel Jones only got 4.46 yesterday.
I was going to say.
104 yards and 2 interceptions.
No way. He got a lot of points yesterday. He had a bad day, man. The whole Giants had a bad day.
Yeah, that,
so let's predict for tonight. We should have a game coming on in a couple hours. And I kind of lied before. I said there was 2 games. Our second game in MetLife is today.
Yeah, it's today. So,
what do you got? You think A-Rod got any juice left in him? You think he's got?
Oh yeah, he's got juice left in him.
Well, you think
it's a different A-Rod to come, but I don't know. It's tough. I'm either thinking the Bills by 3 or the Jets by 3.
Okay, so that's you think it's going to be a tight game.
I think it's gonna be a tight game, unless the weather's like very shitty again, like it was yesterday.
Which it might be.
It might be, but...
What is...
I don't know. It's tough.
Here's the real question. What is your pick? Do you think that Josh Allen gets your win tonight in fantasy?
I fucking hope so.
Make a pick. You think he does it, or you think he's going to screw you right now? He's got a pretty low bar, right? 9 points?
Who? Allen?
That Allen.
Allen's projected right now.
I don't know. What does he need to get for you to secure
your... He at least needs to get, like... 20 to 24 points.
Oh, does he have a player going as well?
Yeah, he has got okay. Garrett Wilson.
And how much are you down right now?
I'm down 98 to 85.
Oh, you're down a lot worse than I thought you were.
But if Garrett Wilson has like a night fucking like T. Higgins had yesterday.
Well, yeah.
Great.
Well, yeah. In that one particular moment. Yeah. So you're pretty screwed.
Yeah, pretty much for that league. But my other league, I won. I won. I beat. Right. I'm undefeated still.
But, did you want to talk anything else? Anything else football before we start blabbermouthing?
Well, since A-Rod is not here, I'll talk to him for the Patriots. Patriots looked amazing yesterday. Since Bill O'Brien's calling their plays now, I think we touched about that in the offseason, me and A-Rod. But since Bill O'Brien's like calling those offensive plays now, Mac Jones looked like Mac Jones was throwing dimes yesterday. Mm. It was crazy. He looked more comfortable throwing in the middle of the field than he did on the outside of the field, which is pretty good, to be honest. Mm. But I think the weather also fucked him, too, because the ball was so slippery, so he couldn't place it like that. But over the middle, he was, like, dead on.
If you revisit that game and it was clean weather and you see those teams battle it out, do you think it's still a close game?
No. I don't think it is. Yeah, actually, I think it is.
I would say with
how I would think it is. Never mind.
Their game,
I was lying.
Philadelphia was. But does that say that Philadelphia is definitely on another level compared to the Patriots at this point?
What do you mean by that?
Like, the Eagles are, like, at this point, they're pretty renowned to be a repeating contender. And the Patriots have not been since Brady's out.
I would say they're not on the same level. Because the Eagles should have took that game with ease yesterday, to be honest, but Patriots tried to make it look like it wasn't, but I mean, I'm not going to say too much. I'm not going to worry about it too much because it's first game of the season, so it's kind of like preseason for them because obviously no starters play preseason, which I find ridiculous as fuck, but
that doesn't make any sense. They didn't play at all or it was minimal?
No, they didn't play at all. All the starters this year for the Eagles did not play.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm pretty sure for Dallas that wasn't the case.
I think Dallas played some.
At least offensively, I saw most of the starters.
Like last year, Eagles played their starters in last season. They got like two drives. It don't matter. Just put them out there for two drives or whatever. Like, you got to get them.
They got to get reps.
I don't know what's going on with nowadays, but like they just don't want to play stars in preseason. But like,
They don't want to get them hurt? But then that just pushes those odds over to the first week.
Exactly.
And then you're actually probably putting them at more of a risk because you're going to expect them to do that for four quarters in a row at high speed.
Exactly.
First week of the season instead of doing it in preseason.
It's different because you're not going against different teams. You're going against your own team and you're going at your own pace.
Correct.
So like you just throw them in week one and they're like, oh shit, this is much faster than I haven't done this in a minute. So then you just throw them out there. You're like, well, shit, like this is fucking ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, that's why I thought Kenny Pickett was, the Steelers game, going to be good, because Kenny Pickett and all of them, they played preseason, and they looked phenomenal. Right. They were 3-0. They were on a roll.
But they don't need to play every down. They play the first quarter, maybe. Or maybe they even play half the quarters, and then you do the first, second
quarter. Give them a couple of periods, at least. Like, get their rhythm going.
Get them going. Like, see if they could put a couple drives together. Yeah.
Like, yesterday, we lost N'Kobe Dean's out of foot. And James Bradbury is now out in concussion protocol, so he might not play Thursday night versus Vikings. I don't know what's going on with the NFL teams not playing starters. Become more like the NBA, who sit starters for no reason.
So. It's got to be the same thing, and I'm sure the players are lobbying for it. Not like if I was a player, I wouldn't want to play preseason because then that's going to raise my chances of not playing in the regular season and not getting paid. I'm sure you don't get paid based on preseason games.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, look at J.K. Dobbins. He didn't play a single preseason. He comes back. This is his first year being fully healthy.
Yeah.
Comes back yesterday, gets a touchdown towards the end game, towards Achilles.
Yeah.
And now he's out again.
Right. Indefinitely. Probably out for the year.
Yeah, he's out for a year. He's done. And then, of course, he's on my fantasy team, too. Right. So I got to drop
him. You got to drop.
But anyway, like, that just makes my point. Like, if he gets at least some reps, you might have that. But at the same time, his body's going through the motions and like getting it.
Right.
You just stick him on first week and he's doing all this work and then he ruptures Achilles. And he's on a contract year. So now what do you do?
Yeah.
Now he doesn't get signed.
Well, now he screwed him.
Exactly.
So, yeah. He's going to have to sign for a little chump change.
So, like, I don't know. Really, it's like supposedly, since I'm talking about it, NBA supposedly passes something about not sitting two stars a night. So, like, reference to Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
There's a rule now, or
no, they're going to see if they can pass it or approve it. So, like, say one night Paul George is out, Kawhi Leonard cannot be out, or by versa.
Unless there's an injury, unless there's like stipulation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't want, like,
they don't want teams abusing it.
Yeah, exactly. And
it is really unfair to the fans.
Exactly. Like, you pay millions, there's $100 in tickets, and like, you don't see players.
It's also unfair to the coaching staff, though. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you paying for? Like, you would expect if you tell your GM, go get me that superstar, doesn't matter, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, no matter what it is, you tell your GM, like, I need that center.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and got you that center. And all of a sudden, this center is like, yeah, coach, it would be so much better if I could only play, like, 55 games this year.
Out of 82.
Can we work that in?
Yeah.
And it's like, if I go against that, it makes me look bad as a coach. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But that's the environment we're in.
If I was a fucking pro player, I want to play my ass every single day. Fuck everybody else. Like, I
and
wanna
find play. Me a way. If I got to take steroids to do it, yeah, put them in like, me, bro. Whatever the team's got.
Like, I'm getting paid all this fucking money to play. I'm going to fucking play no matter what. If I get hurt, so do it, then that's it. But
right. That's
if
why you got paid
$1 million to just fucking play, I'll play.
I just
like even football, dog. Like I would take a hit for like $3 million. Like shit.
Yeah,
like just play. I understand you're getting the age where like your body can't handle it, but like shit, dog. You're getting paid like $25 million.
Most of them aren't, bro. You can't tell me that no Eagles starters played in the preseason, and you're gonna tell me that all of them were old and should be sitting out. That's not close.
Like
talking
like,
about like
you're getting paid, dog. Bro. Just play. You're getting paid.
All right. You want to talk? Hey, let's just. I want to just throw this in there because I think you said Djokovic won his 25th title.
I believe,
bro.
Hold on. I'm gonna search
check
it up
the
because
number.
It's either 25 or 26.
Bro, what a legend, though.
I know.
He is unreal, unbelievable. This guy, he just doesn't stop.
I'm very proud of myself. Somehow, I spelled his last name right.
Djokovic.
He has, was that updated? Or?
You gotta look up major titles, major wins. If you blurted out a totally wild
title,
I'll laugh my ass off.
Major titles.
Danny.
24. He has 24.
Is that including yesterday's? Or
I believe so.
So he's either at 24 or 25 for sure.
One of those. No. Where's the next one? Oh, what the fuck?
Danny.
24.
Struggling.
24, because it's six hours ago. 24.
So he won 24.
He's got 24 Grand Slams.
Yeah. I mean, stud. You want to talk baseball? What minor amount of baseball? Dude, I really don't want to talk baseball, bro. This is a sad thing.
Let's see. Yankees.
I think the last time we talked about baseball, we were very optimistic. I don't even know if the baseball season was.
We were very optimistic about the Yankees. I will say that, though, because we thought they were. Me and you thought they were going to lose out the series. I mean, the season. And then they call up Jason Dominguez, and all of a sudden they fucking sweep the Astros. Then they start winning all these games. And then all of a sudden, Milwaukee comes into town, and we just get our shit blown out, and then fucking...
It wasn't that, dude. I'll tell
Jason Dominguez has UCL injury now.
I'll tell you what it was. You don't finish out that sweep against Detroit. Rodon blowing that.
That was terrible.
You have an opportunity to sweep. What would that have been? Three series in a row they would have swept? That would have been a 9-game winning streak, I think. It wouldn't have been that many. How many games in a row would it have been? Three series in a row they would have won.
Three with the Astros.
Which they still did. But they won
been nine.
They won three with the Astros. They won two against Detroit, and then they lost. So it was five games. It would have been six going into the Brewers, right?
I think they versus Detroit twice.
No, they played Detroit three games. They beat them twice, and then they lost.
Yeah, you might be right.
So they played, it was a 5-game winning streak in total. They had a chance to do a miraculous run, but they basically had to not lose. They didn't. If anybody's not keen.
Yeah, so we swept. We swept Houston. Won two versus Detroit. Lost the last one.
And then we go into.
And then we go to Milwaukee.
Yeah, so then we lose two in a row.
We lost two in a row.
Badly.
And we won yesterday on a walk off, and today we versus Boston.
Yeah. I mean, but you had a chance, like I said, for Rodon to finish out that series against Detroit, who's not a great team. They've been playing good lately, but they're not a great team. You have a chance to bury them. Mm-hmm. And we have that little spark. It's not a lot, but we have that little bitty spark that's like, all right, if we keep doing what we're doing over the past, like, you know, week here, we got a chance. Mm-hmm. And no, not only no, I think he let up, what, seven runs? Like, yeah. It was terrible. He looked awful. And so then you go into the Milwaukee series, and nobody has it. And Cole's just a dog, dude. I'm sorry, but he's dogging this year. And he wants that Cy because he knows that's all he's going to get. He ain't getting nothing else. Other than that, dude, we look terrible. I mean, just... And with the Dominguez news, there's nothing you could do about that. It's just like a shit feeling. It's like he was doing real good. It was good to see him up there, you know?
Yeah, what, four home runs? And like...
He was... All I know is that his OPS was in like the 10s, or at least it was in the 9s.
Something like that. But still, he was doing well. Now he got injury. He's out for like what?
They waited way too long to bring him up. He was trying way too hard to get it done way too late. They... With... Me not really realizing how bad Bader's stats had gotten. Bro, we should have gotten rid of him a long time. We should have traded him. He would have been an asset, I think. Know. Teams would have liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And
we waited for that.
We waited for that.
We waited too long to do moves. Yeah, that was our problem.
And Donaldson, like, if you knew you were going to cut him eventually.
Did he play? He got signed by the Brewers. Did he play as a day?
Huh?
Sure, God, if he hit home run versus us, I would have been.
No, he got signed by a minor league deal, I think.
Okay.
I think he signed anything.
I to say.
I don't think anybody wants him on a major league team, to be honest. He doesn't look good.
Yeah, I think he just signed with the Brewers, but I'm just saying, if he played.
Go-check. Yeah, I don't think
if so. If he played yesterday and he hit a fucking home run, I would have been so mad.
I don't Brewers. Think he's up.
Why did I search up the Brewers? I'm so stupid. Josh Donaldson.
That's better.
Josh Donaldson is currently on the Milwaukee Brewers. It was a minor league deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's on the fucking...
So yeah. He's probably not. He's probably not on the roster. Yeah, I mean, dude.
Oh, never mind. 2 hours ago, Josh Donaldson back in majors. Brewers, just call him up.
There you go. So, I don't even care about that. Regardless,
me neither.
They waited so long to get rid of these guys when they were clear issues. And you had an opportunity, like I said, with Bader. With him not performing well, that's a perfect opportunity for you to probably go out. And people will probably pay you for that. So in the very least,
yeah, definitely.
Like you just got a little bit of cap reduction here. If you got rid of him in the middle of the year, you might have actually gotten some cash. You might have had money to chip away at this whatever debt you have or go towards other players in the offseason. I don't know how you're spending your money nowadays, but you had a clear opportunity because I didn't see the stats and how bad they were. And mm-hmm. If I knew that's how my everyday center fielder, how he was playing every single day, I would want to probably trade him too if I knew he was supposed to get a payday this offseason with arbitration.
I agree.
So, and with knowing I have Dominguez coming up who's on fire. And they put him in AAA. Obviously, he ended up performing well. You can't control that. That could have been he goes up or down.
Yeah.
You don't know at that
point. You don't know yet, but...
Whether you get back a center fielder for Bader or not, my point still holds. You could have made something happen that was just as good as what the production we were mm-hmm. getting. That was below league baseline, dude. We were getting... You could have put Judge over there. He would have been better.
Yeah, to be honest.
And I don't like Judge in center field at all.
Me neither.
Very anti.
I know.
But if you can put Judge in center field and he's more productive, it's time to move you.
Yep.
It's time to move you. I think we got messed up there. Rodon's disappointing me. I hope that
this next stuff year, is... I hope next year is
bad. I just hope it's injury stuff.
I think it is.
I think. And I hope he fully recovers this offseason.
I think the injuries just fucked him up beginning of the season and he came back later.
I just hope he has a better attitude too. Yeah. That's the one thing I do hope. I hope he's got a better attitude. For sure.
I do want to get your opinion on something.
Yes.
Shohei Ohtani.
To the Yankees?
No. What do you think that injury means for him now? Think he's going to get paid or not?
I think he's, you know, see, the thing is,
a lot of people are saying that.
The people that are saying his value didn't go down, how?
Well, a lot of people.
Everybody is saying his value went down. It's just a matter of how you look at it. He's not going to get signed a 10-year, $50 million year contract. It can't happen.
Especially after what? But he's got the UCL injury, right?
He still might get a 6-year, $50 million a year contract.
Mm-hmm.
He still might get a 7-year, $50 million a year contract. So, like, it depends on how you look at it. I think he lost a lot of value with it, but in a different way. Because you can also project him out as a big lefty slugger that just takes hacks in his older days.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably be a stud
mm-hmm.
until 38, 39. So you can realistically sign him and not take too big of a hit, especially if he wants to extend it out. And maybe you let those later years be a $29 million contract, assuming that will still be a decent amount of money those days.
I heard that his agent or whatever's, he's been telling people that he's not getting surgery yet. They're going to wait till after the season to get it.
Why? That's moronic.
I guess you're going after the MVP. That's probably why. Because if he's out, he's probably not going to win MVP. I don't see why not, but.
Actually, no, I didn't think about that. He should definitely hit if he can.
Yeah,
if it's not
MVP. He's hitting. He's just.
It seems like his production went down quite a bit.
His agent's just saying, no, we're not getting a surgery.
How has his production been since the injury?
I don't know. I haven't looked. That's
good. Check out his stats. Let's go look him up. I know his home run production has been down a lot because, like, Judge keeps climbing the leaderboards, and you look at Ohtani, he's up there with, like, 44, 45 still.
Yeah, but he's not. His agent says he's not getting surgery. A lot of people are saying just get the surgery, get over with, because of what the Angels got this year. And now news came out the other day that Mike Trout, if he wants a trade, the Angels will do it for him. So.
Really?
I don't know. It's just, I think he should get the surgery.
That would be a good acquisition for the Yankees.
Imagine.
Well, we would have a temporary center fielder and you move him over once Dominguez is back.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Shohei.
I kind of want to see Shohei's stats. Okay.
Dude, let's see.
Fucked up. They are. They really fucked this season, dude. We are not looking good compared to Boston.
He is betting 304, 44 home runs, 95 ribbies, 20 stolen bases, an OPS of 1.066.
So he's still hitting. He's just not hitting home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine.
Let's see his last couple games.
He's got to be still hitting. There's no way his average is that high if he's not hitting.
So, betting. April, May, June, July.
Did you look up the whole game log? Yeah, he's going through the whole game.
September. So, September 1st, he had 3 at bats. He went 1 for 3.
Uh-huh.
September 2nd, he went 0 for 2. September 3rd, he went 0 for 3.
So, he had walks on that second game.
So, September 1st, he had 1 walk. September 2nd, he had 3 walks. September 3rd, he had 2 walks.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it. His slugging right now sits at 6.654. OBS, OBP, 0.412. And his average sits at 304 right now. So, I don't know. I think he has MVP locked either one way or another, but.
You think he's got MVP?
Yeah, I don't really. Unless Judge is miraculously fucking slugs for the rest of the season, but.
Judge can't get it. He's not going to have enough at bats to qualify, I don't think.
But I don't see who else would beat him right now in the MVP race for that.
In the AL?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I think. Do you think that Cole sweeps away this Cy Young? Sonny Gray is kind of like dogging this year, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Cole's going to take it. I think he's kind of pissed that his team's not in the mix here.
But, yeah, pretty much, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, but it's his life, so.
I don't care. I'm about it. I think he should try to hit, see what he could do, especially since he's, like I said, he seems to be hitting recently. He's not, like, not hitting.
So. He's basically just doing what Bryce Harper did. when he had his injury for his arm, he just hit. He didn't throw or
If
nothing.
your team wants you to be the hitter and DH, then there's no problem. I don't see it.
It's whatever.
You got any more baseball you want to talk? Do you want to like really talk baseball, dude? I got one more thing that I could ask you about. Like that's so we don't have to talk like records or anything. We could save that. Did you see what happened with the Mariners this weekend?
No, but I saw the Blue Jay pitcher fucking throw three pitches out the strike zone.
That was a Royals pitcher, I think.
Oh, was
against
it? Was
against
it
the Blue Jays?
Yeah. No, it was against the Blue Jays.
Oh,
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it was Royals. Sorry, my bad. It was Royals. So anyway, yeah, Royals pitcher just.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, it was brutal.
All right, what happened to the Mariners?
So they played against Toronto this weekend, I believe.
Okay.
And they had, you know, Kirby. I think it's George Kirby.
Was this about the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I did see the interview.
So for those of you that did not see it, what I'm about to ask Danny is more like a philosophy of baseball. How do you feel about a starting pitcher basically crying to the media that he thinks he should have been taken out of the game? Is like, I'm summing it up. You can go look up the clip. I think it was George Kirby. I could be mistaken.
I think it was Kirby. I remember his fucking face.
And
dog, this is it. I can't.
So what is your opinion on that? And if you were his coach, how would you treat that situation?
First of all, you're a starting pitcher. Who the fuck goes on the media and goes, yeah, coach should have took me out? Okay, so that just means you just didn't want to play or at all make up for it, but my bad, didn't know. I don't know. These players these days get paid all this money. They just run their mouths like nothing. But
he apologized for it. So
yeah, no, I saw his apology. I'm just like,
he didn't apologize, so I don't want to like take that away from him. But
like,
dude,
ew, like, why?
And it like wasn't only that. Like, I think he even like went further on at some point. Like,
I'm explaining it. I like, saw that.
Just say something to the tune of like, oh, I'll talk to them about
yeah.
it. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm saying it, or I'll say something. Like, he was getting heated with the media.
He literally just said, yeah, Kosher took me out. All right, but that doesn't mean you just basically fuck up yourself and does not want to pitch no more.
What do you do as a coach?
Like, after I hear that interview?
Yeah. Because you know you're not sending him down.
I can't send him down, but I'm just going to take him by off and be like, what are you doing? You'd be like, what? I'd be like, why are you saying that to the public? You keep that in-house. If you have a problem, you come speak to me. You don't fucking go on an interview and say, yeah, he should have fucking took me out.
Right. But next game, like, you got to think, like, he's got, like, a no-hitter going
yeah.
or something. Then he's flying through the game, fifth inning. Like, he's getting hooked. You're going to be like, you're going to see the coach, like, on the front step. And he's going to be like, oh, I'm seeing something on your arm. I think we got to.
Got to take, yeah.
We gotta give you the hook today. he's like on the brink. So you ever see that story about CeCe who gave up? I don't even know how true the story is.
Well, it's a no hitter or whatever.
No, not give up the no hitter. He gave up like his innings comp. So like he was just about to meet innings threshold.
Oh yeah, and he threw at the guy.
So right? He ended up throwing out, and he got thrown out of the game before he could reach the thing. Turns out the Yankees compensated him the whole package anyway. So that didn't really matter. But regardless,
he just got that shit because he stood for his team. That's why he did that
right,
shit.
Right. So yeah. That's all. It's kind of like same principle.
I thought you missed what I was talking about. Yeah, I did see that interview. I was like, you can't be saying that. You just can't. Like, you have the right to speak your mind, but that's something you...
Dude, that was not good.
You don't say.
That's not good.
That's something you do not say.
I think they got it.
Or what you should have did, or I would have did, I would have just pitched the inning, got out of it, and be like, coach, I think it's time for you to rotate me. I don't got the juice right at this inning. That's something you should have did. You don't just be like, yeah, he should have took me out a while ago. To the
cameras about it, dude. That was so
funny. Oh my god.
Ah, shit. That was it. That's all I wanted to bring up
because I thought that's funny, though. That's funny as hell.
That's like, that would only happen today, dude. That can't happen 20, 30 years ago.
Dude, like, you're getting sent on fire. You're getting let released. You're getting sent
down to the minors, at least.
Oh my god, these players nowadays are like, what they say is crazy. Like, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see Ja'Marr Chase interview yesterday?
No. Dude, I don't watch. You know me.
No, I'm just saying it was his interview after the game.
Come on, dude.
And like, that shit was like blowing up because he called the Cleveland Browns elves. He's like, we're versing a bunch of elves this weekend. And he got his shit blown out. He goes, yeah, I talk shit about the elves and I don't back up my shit now, so like, what do I do now? And he was just emotional and pissed off the same time. I was like, "Fuck you, ever talking to shit? Like, you don't just like you can't do this shit."
Got beat by the elves.
Like that shit, Tony before, like the Giants fucking ripped him for not catching.
Beat by the elves.
And then that's fucking.
That's fuck me.
Then Tony just snapped back at him real quick. I was like, "Oh my god,
I can't, man."
It's just. The sports world is coming crazy now. I'll give Lamar Jackson his props. No agent and gets a fucking 5-year, $260 million contract. Good for you. I told you that before, but.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I just can't. I can't fathom making that much money to not be that good at the game.
Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry, but he looked like dog shit yesterday. That's all I'm gonna say.
How many years did he get signed for? Five?
5 years.
He might not see the end of that contract.
But still, like you signed.
Be honest.
They might. No, probably.
I'm not saying problem.
Unless he asks for release, then no, I think he'll see
the end of it.
If he asks for release for a
You don't think he has the possibility of suck? I think I just snatched a bug.
Nice.
You don't think he has the possibility of sucking so bad that they need to get rid of him or try to release him? How much money he's making that 5th year. They're making $74 million.
That's crazy.
Like, they're going to have to try to defer that somehow. That's basically like a cap.
I think he does have like an awful season, but I feel like he has these seasons to back it up, and that one off season would be like, all right, you had a one off season. Now we go to next season and see what you got.
No, but you think he's decent enough?
I think he's a good player. I have no problem with Marge. I just don't think he plays into the NFL very much. He needs to be more focused on his development of throwing the ball and looking at his targets.
How was his season last year?
It's pretty good till he got. Nah, I wouldn't say that. It was all right.
From my recollection, it was mediocre.
It was all right.
Not for the contract he was getting.
It was all right, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
And he was out for the rest of the season, which put his team out of playoffs. Or, yeah, I think they all... I don't think they made the playoffs. Yeah, I don't think...
Regardless, he severely damaged their chances.
So, like, you sign Odell to a 1-year deal, and you target him twice out of the whole game? Okay. And you target fucking
Zay Flowers,
the rookie... He looked good. Like he even said yesterday in his last meet, like interview, he was like, "It's not the game I wanted, but we got the dub. That's all that matters." But like, still, like you only targeted him twice for like 37 yards, and like that was in the fourth quarter of the game. You have the whole game, like, and Zay Flowers got like half of the receptions. I was like, all right.
So funny. I still don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're leaning Odell back into this shit because of what he had last season. He tore his ACL again. So maybe they're leaning him into stuff. But still like, two targets at the whole game.
Pinball back to football.
At least throw it.
Cooper Kupp? Is that the name? Yeah. Is he sucking still?
He doesn't see the field in order for me to clarify.
Why is that?
He's on IR.
Is he on your team?
No, he's not on my team. He's not on my team. Thank God. He's on IR. Really? He's got a hamstring problem again.
Huh.
So, I can't clarify.
Wow. So, yeah, I don't know, man. He's one of those guys that, like, I don't know if he's got it. Like, he really got overused in those first couple of seasons, and they knew what they had with him, but
He got overused their Super Bowl year.
yeah.
That's when they put the workload on him, really, if I'll being honest.
And they tried to do it again.
Tried to do it again, and now he's just
Injured.
dealing with a hamstring and everything. I do want to say one more thing about football. Stop comparing Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady. That's not a thing.
Why?
Because that showed, first the Lions, that Patrick Mahomes is not Tom Brady.
Why do you say that?
Everybody going, I'm not going to say everyone, but half the people were like, oh, he's the best player in the world. He don't need nobody, because Travis Kelce was out due to a hyperextended knee.
Okay.
So he was out for that game, so he didn't have him to target. So you're like, oh, he's going to be fine. He's going to rip through him. Patrick Mahomes makes everybody better around him. But what happened?
I don't know. I didn't
They
see
lost. And it was because
it. Was it ugly?
It was because of drop pass. Mahomes was putting it on the spot, but he
they
was
weren't catching.
Weren't catching it. If you look at Tom Brady, when he had nobody, they were catching the ball still, moving up the field. Yeah, they weren't scoring as much, but they were still moving the ball.
Yeah. But he also didn't take huge shots, or he stuck nice and close.
I mean, even if he took huge shots.
Threw a fastball into their stomach, even, so they didn't have a chance.
Even if he threw like a shot, it was like, it wasn't even near him. Or it was close near him, but it was just, Detroit's got a good defense this year, so they were
do that.
They were pretty good.
That's nice.
Detroit looked pretty good. They looked like a solid. They look like a solid team, even if they win or lost.
You know,
they look like a solid
they
team.
Do they play Dallas on Thanksgiving?
I don't. I can check. I know.
That would be a huge game.
I know that. I know the Eagles play the Giants on Christmas Day. I saw that the other day. I was like, "Ooh, that's new." But I can tell you what the Thanksgiving games are real quick.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Lions are going to be playing them. But
who are the Cowboys playing this week coming up? You know, for all you people that really care over in the New Jersey area.
So, we have, this year, we have Green Bay versus Detroit at 12:30. That's going to be a good game. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Commanders at Dallas, really?
Again? Didn't they do that last year, or was that?
Nah, I think that was like 2 years before. And you got San Fran at Seattle.
I feel like they could have matched that up a little better, but
yeah, they could have.
The first game will be good. At
Let's
least.
See Christmas Day games real quick. I know the Eagles play, but oh, here we go. Chiefs will host the Raiders. Eagles will host the Giants. And the Ravens go to San Fran.
Okay,
that's a pretty good Christmas Day thing. But yeah, that's all I got. Stop comparing Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady. Thank you.
And Yankees wake up.
Yeah, you better wake up, because nope, your ass is going to go home sitting on the couch like I do watching games.
Or till next time, brother.
Yeah.
What else you got?
We've got an interview coming up. Like I told you guys,
yeah, I'm
gonna
so.
Mention that real quick. Hope so. We got either one or two minor league players.
Word.
But that's an interview coming up. Me, A-Rod, Sal, and two minor league players.
Let's have fun.
That's coming up. You guys should look forward to that.
See you guys soon.
Peace out.